Steven, you got a Big League Impact coming up Wednesday. You're hosting it at Citi Field. You did it last year for the first time. Why do you think it's such a great event? You actually get to sit down with fans and play fantasy football for charity.
Yeah, well, I think a few things. One is fantasy football is just such a fun thing to do. It's something that, you know, is for us baseball players, it's during our off season. And, you know, it's just something to really get you involved and stay in tune to the football season. And the other thing is, obviously, it's for a great cause. You know, I think they've already built a live freshwater well in Haiti, and they're going to continue to do great things on the charity side of things. And it's just going to be an all-around fun day for the people attending, and I think it's a great thing.
How prepared are you to draft?
We'll see. Sometimes the less you are prepared, the better you do. So I'm not trying to overthink anything, and I'm just going to try to, you know, pick the guys I like in my spot.
How long have you been playing, and what other leagues do you play in?
So I play in our team league, and then I've been playing fantasy football for about 5 years, probably not too long. So I'm still pretty fresh at it.
So how'd you do last year in the team league?
Took third place.
So what's your studying regimen like? Do you like do you read stuff on the plane? You know, how do you get prepared?
Yeah, I actually got a magazine the other day and was reading on the plane. I also have a friend who's big into football, who I go to him for advice a lot.
So you're a Giants fan. If you get in a position to take Saquon Barkley in the top four, would you do it and why?
In the top four picks? Ooh. I wouldn't. I think there's too many guys who have proven themselves at that point to be taken. But I think maybe later in the first round would be more slot for me.
So what about Odell? Would you take him in the first round, like if you're towards the end or the swing?
Yeah, I'd probably take Odell. I like running backs, though, so I probably would go with Barkley over Odell.
If there was one guy you had to have on your team this year, like say it was an auction draft, who would it be and why?
Oh, wow. So there's some guys that I really like that probably I shouldn't like that much. But I would say I think Todd Gurley. I had him last year, and you know he had a down year 2 years ago, but we snagged him in the second round, and he just carried our team, so I would want him on my squad.
What does Big League Impact say to you about fantasy sports that not only can bring together where you have something in common with the fans, but it can also, you know, change lives, actually?
Yeah, I think it's a really cool idea to do this. You know, it's something that a wide variety of people are into. And, you know, the NFL is such a fun season, and it just enhances that. And to be able to use it for, you know, a greater benefit is something that's really cool.
How do you react when people say they draft you in fantasy baseball because then you're the drafted instead of the drafter?
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. You know, I know how into it I am and these guys are with the fantasy football, so I don't know if it's like that with baseball, but I think that'd be pretty cool.